Hollywood hotshots Matt Damon and Ben Affleck star as outlaw fallen angels in the controversial new comedy Dogma. It's directed by independent filmmaker Kevin Smith, who also made Clerks and Chasing Amy. Our film critic John Powers reviews Dogma and another independent film, Boys Don't Cry, by first-time director Kimberly Pierce.
Although you hear a lot of talk about the American independent cinema these days, most indies are simply the same old Hollywood stories, but with lousier production values. They're not independent where it counts, in the way they imagine the world. But right now, there are two terrific new movies that genuinely are independent. One's about angels, the other about sainthood. Kevin Smith's Dogma is a scandalously funny comedy that has Catholic groups up in arms. It stars Matt Damon and Ben Affleck as two renegade angels who discover a loophole in the divine covenant that might undo all of creation. The only person who can save the world is the last remaining descendant of Christ, played by Linda Fiorentino, who now works at an abortion clinic. She gets help along the way from, among others, the 13th Apostle Rufus, that's Chris Rock, who claims he was written out of the New Testament because he's black. Although Dogma isn't a spoof like Monty Python's Life of Brian, it may sound like one. Smith works in the scattershot style of a comic book, spiking his religious themes with all manner of gags, jokes about John Hughes movies, a murderous send-up of Disney, and casting Alanis Morissette as God. Here, Damon and Affleck's angels are on a bus, and Damon, an avenging angel, is looking for a sinner to smite.
You know, maybe you're wrong about this slaughter thing. How can you even be sure what incurs the Lord's wrath these days? Times change. I remember when eating meat on a Friday was supposed to be a hell-worthy trespass.
The major sins never change. And besides, you know, I can spot a commandment breaker from like a mile away. So, oh, bet on it.
This from the guy who still owes me $10 over that bet about which was going to be the bigger movie, E.T. or Crush Groove.
You know, man, because time's going to tell on that one. What are you insinuating, that I don't have what it takes anymore?
Insinuating? No. Flat out telling you.
Right there, right there. There's one.
So, they're kissing.
Adultery.
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 Although Dogma is filled with jokes, some wildly obscene, the movie itself is serious. It's the work of a devout practicing Catholic who's appalled by the petty side of his church, but still eagerly promotes his faith. In fact, the movie's great flaw is that Smith spends too much time openly preaching on behalf of the Supreme Being. Too preachy. What a strange complaint to make about a comedy that's getting picketed for blasphemy. But it's precisely Smith's willingness to mix the high and the low, to pursue the sacred through the outlandishly profane, and to do it with mainstream stars like Damon, Affleck, and Rock, that makes Dogma the most daring American movie in ages. Now, I wouldn't dream of calling Smith a great filmmaker. His cinematic technique remains too amateurish for that. But the range of his interests, the blue-collar comedy of Clerks, the heartfelt love story of Chasing Amy, and now this scabrous religious romp, makes him our Mad Magazine equivalent of Godard. In contrast to the shaggy Dogma, Boys Don't Cry has the intense focus of tragedy. Set in 1993, it tells the true story of Tina Brandon, a young Nebraska woman who tries to live her life as a man named Brandon Tina. She crops her hair, dresses in men's clothes, and even chases chicks. But when she goes to the town of Fall City, things spin out of control. Brandon begins a love affair with Lana, played by Chloe Sevigny, and starts running around with a couple of violent louts who don't seem like the type to put up with sexual ambiguity. We can sense that Brandon's story will end horribly. The movie was directed by Kimberly Pierce, and it's a remarkably assured debut, taut, polished, and filled with issues about sexual identity. It's sort of a gender-bending rebel without a cause, and it has its James Dean in star Hilary Swank, who gives an extraordinary performance as Brandon slash Tina. Swank plays him-her with such effortless charisma that we're willing to forgive the movie its shortcomings. Its East Coast fear and disdain for small-town middle America, and the psychological thinness of its conception of Brandon, whose criminal side the film glides over. After a clumsy opening, the movie inexorably builds to Brandon's martyrdom. Her death is infinitely more powerful than anything in The Messenger, Hollywood's laughable new Joan of Arc film that's opening this week all over the country. If you want to know why we need a genuinely independent cinema, you could do worse than compare The Messenger to Boys Don't Cry. where the big budget picture reduces Saint Joan to a foxy babe with high cheekbones. She's played by ex-model Mila Jovovich. Boys Don't Cry takes a woman most people have never heard of and makes us believe that she's a modern martyr, Saint Brandon. Or is it Saint Tina?
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.